With a look at your sports on this Tuesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. Doubleheader of basketball tonight on KORN News Radio. We'll be at the Huron Arena. Mitchell girls kick off the doubleheader at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys at 7:30. We'll have the pregame show at 5:45 tonight on KORN News Radio. Mitchell boys are at 5-2. They defeated Huron in their season opener. They ended up winning versus Yankton on Friday night. Mitchell girls 1-5 on the season. They lost to Huron a month ago in their season opener. They also lost to Yankton on Friday night at the Corn Palace in overtime, 56-53. Minnesota Vikings, they have fired general manager Rick Spielman and head coach Mike Zimmer. Move comes after the Vikings missed the playoffs for the second straight season. Vikings owner Mark Wilf says they'll first choose a general manager, and then they'll have input into hiring a new head coach. The Bears also fire their GM Ryan Pace and head coach Matt Nagy. That was expected. 4 seasons of Matt Nagy with the Bears. Bears struggled this season to a 6-11 record. And the Dolphins, they fired their head coach, Brian Flores, 3 seasons with Miami. The Dolphins started 1-7 this season, won 8 of their past 9, just missed out on the playoffs. Dolphins finished 9-8. They will also be looking for a new head coach. College football national championship last night in Indianapolis. It was Alabama losing finally to Georgia, 33-18. A big 40-yard touchdown from Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett to give Georgia a 19-18 lead with 8 minutes left. Georgia would then have a 79-yard touchdown return for an interception return. That was with about a minute to go to seal the deal. First time since 1980, Georgia has won a college football national title. They defeat Alabama 33-18. Mitchell Gymnastics, they defeated Wagner and Bonham last night in Wagner for a duel, defeating them by over 8 points, 138.6 to 130.3. Mitchell Gymnastics, 7-for-7 on the season. They'll be at Huron Friday, followed by the peer invite on Saturday. And high school basketball from last night, Bridgewater Emory boys pick up a 58-30 win over Coleman Egan. Sutton Arend had 26 points and 13 rebounds. And in girls basketball last night, number 2 O'Gorman, they take down number 1 Washington, 61-52. With a look at your sports on this Tuesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz.